Jack Aranda FM. Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Isolated showers and thunder showers expected in Gauteng and Mpumalanga tomorrow. Pretoria reaching a high of 28, Joburg 27, Mbombela 26.
R24 coming from the airport past Barbara Road, queuing. There was an earlier crash involving a bus. It's also queuing on the N12 trying to get into the Gululis interchange, and the N3 southbound from Modderfontein all the way to Germiston. Absolutely chock-a-block.
Sri Lanka hires Neil McKenzie as a consultant coach for the test series, and Eric Ten Hag set for a quick return as AS Roma targets him for the head coach role.
A community leader from Pula Mamqwashi informal settlement in Lenasia South has accused Johannesburg Water of abandoning earlier agreements about the illegal water connections cut-off operations in that community. This morning's operations were halted after angry residents violently resisted by pelting stones and barricading the Golden Highway. It prompted the Metro Police to fire rubber bullets. Speaking to the SABC, community leader Fanelwa Moy denied that residents provoked the violence.
They were not fighting. We were just singing, telling them, wait for our councillor to come so that you guys can talk to her. Because we know we are illegally connected, but the plan was on the table.
Another resident, Sibusiso Ndlovu, described the operation as unjustified and uncalled for.
We had have several meetings with Johannesburg Water to strategize how we deal with this illegal connection of water.
Speaking about water, it's been a busy few days for the Minister of Water and Sanitation, Pemi Majordina, who addressed Parliament today. EFF MP Rebecca Mohlala responded to Majordina's address, in which the Minister mostly repeated what we've been hearing at media briefings this week.
This is water apartheid. The minister speaks of raw water security, yet admits to localized deficit in Gauteng and KZN. The water supply disruption in Gauteng and KZN are blamed rapid growth and municipal leak. But who's responsible for planning and maintenance? The buck stop with this government.
Meanwhile, the Institute for Race Relations says its latest polls show that the government of national unity earned the political right to exist. The poll follows 100 days of the GNU, and Herman Pretorius from the Institute says nothing is set in stone, especially in grey areas where participants indicated uncertainty.
Whilst the slight balance in favour of the GNU is heartening, it is within these grey categories, neutral, unsure and unfamiliar, that the GNU will have its work cut out, but also its opportunity to build on the political goodwill that we can see from the party's support nudging upwards for those within the GNU and declining for those outside of it.
Moving abroad, Dutch judges ruled against climate groups who said the oil giant Shell was not doing enough to curb its greenhouse gas emissions, and this struck down a landmark judgment 3 years ago. The appeals court ruling reverses a landmark decision that was made back then. A lower Dutch court ruled that Shell must reduce its carbon emissions by 45% by 2030 as it was contributing to the dire effects of climate change. But today, as I mentioned, it was struck, and there are a lot of tears on the ground. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that. I just can't stop. That my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know.